Okay. Well, let's get rolling then. Good morning. My name is Fitz, and you have dialed into the Fitz Group Builders Call. We do this on Monday mornings, 10 a.m. Central Time, and frankly, the purpose of this call is to develop agency managers. And I'm not talking about namby-pamby agency managers like some of the other master agencies at NAA are creating. I'm not talking about people who run 50,000 and 48,000 of us, their personal production. That's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about agency managers. I'm talking about folks who are building businesses of people. They're running organizations of salespeople. They're out there making personal sales on their own, but they're doing it to fund their business. They're recruiting people. They're paying attention to numbers. They know why and when to distribute leads. And they're paying attention to profitability, and that's probably the biggest point, is they're making money. And they're making money passively. That's the purpose of this call. I'm not looking from this call, I'm not looking to develop top personal producers. Now, if you happen to be a top personal producer, am I going to put you down? Heck no. That's a bonus for you. But I'm not trying to create top personal producers here. I am trying to create self-sustained agency managers. And there's several of you that are very close to that recognition with NAA. And you're listening to what's being said on these calls, and you're applying it. And today, after our roll call, we're going to try to be a little quick on the roll call, so just a word to the wise. We've got a lot of new folks on this call, and I'm probably not going to call out your name if you're new today. But right now, we've got about 23 people that are on this call. And that's before we count the new folks, so we need to be quick on the roll call today. I'm actually going to cut some folks back, so shoot me emails if that's not what you want to have happen. If you don't want to be cut back, probably you're not going to be cut back, but there's some folks who are consistently not on this call, and so I want to I want to take them off. I don't want to even bother calling their name out. So after the roll call, I'm going to talk about some basic things today. It's been a while since we've covered some very basic things. We've been covering a few, you know, some more advanced things because we have so many new folks on here today and because we have so many experienced folks on here today that just need to be reminded of those basics. I'm going to cover some basics. I woke up this morning, had a whole talk put together and thought through, and I said, you know what, scrap that. That can be used another time. We need to cover just some very basics of building teams today because those folks who don't know it need to hear it, and those folks who've heard it need to hear it again and need to focus on it. So that said, we do like to get started with a little bit of accountability every Monday morning. We want to find out who's on the call and who's not. And those people who are not, we like to make fun of them. Those people who are, we like to hear from you about your personal production numbers so far for the week. We want to hear how your recruiting is doing so far for the week. And we want to know about your total team volume. I sort all the names out by first name, and so Abel Horatsky, who I think is represented by Judy today, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody had a great weekend and starting off to a great week.
Absolutely.
Abel, he's on an appointment right now, and I told Fitz that one of us had to be accountable for this call, so I decided to join in. So production, personal production is like 5,000, and for the team, I think it's a little bit over 7,000. Is that correct, Fitz, on the email Abel sent you?
That is. That's absolutely okay. Right.
Okay, and everything, basically, you know, I just have to still go back to the leadership conference, and one thing that really hit me was, and this is just, I don't want to take up too much time, is about who do we see in the mirror every day, and that's ourselves. So that's what really hit home, and I think that's a big difference in our calls. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm even getting emotional, but I can just see something happening, and it's a good feeling.
Cool. Happening personally or happening group or happening?
Personal, group-wise, just amazing.
Cool.
And, you know, I just want to be very supportive. If y'all have wives out there that probably don't see the big picture, but they will. They'll catch on. Or the opposite. Maybe even the husbands don't see their wives or future, you know, wives to be like Cameron. You know, what kind of what women can do just to enhance and just support one another.
Mm. Well, you know what? There's no absolutely no shame in being emotional about this business and about, you know, the leadership. I think the one thing that if we didn't learn anything else, the one thing we did learn at the leadership was, you know, the people who are up on stage who have, quote, you know, are either making it or have made it, as you know, the world would say, I guess, but, you know, they're still pushing. But what we learned is, you know, the leaders are emotional people, very passionate about this business, very passionate about what we're doing and our cause, the NAA cause, and all of us have our own personal causes. You heard a lot of people talk about orphanages and giving money to churches and whatever, you know, going to Disney World with their kids. I mean, whatever your cause is, you know, that's worth getting emotional over. I think if you're not willing to get emotional over your passion, over your cause, then you need to find something else, because that's who we are and that's what we do. We're emotional about it, and we're passionate about it, and that's what leads to the emotions. So there's no shame in it at all, Judy.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. Anita Mathis, are you with us? Anita's always here.
I am here.
There you are. I was waiting, because you're somebody who, when I call, you're always like, yep, I'm here.
I'm here.
That's why I waited.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How's your week so far?
Well, I was out of town at a spiritual retreat this weekend. My husband helped me see that I need to get myself refocused, because I started pulling my hair out. So personal production for myself is zero, and no new recruits at this time. However, I am inviting some people, job potential, you know, job candidates to the upcoming NAA tour when Andy will be in town on November the 1st in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be working on building that up.
Well, you need to bring contracts with you.
Definitely.
Contracting paperwork.
Steal them. I know. I definitely don't want that to happen. I had the one new agent that began last week. I started her out with 10 B leads. I'm doing with people what I wish somebody had been able to sit down and do with me at the beginning. So
sure.
I started her out with 10 B leads to see if she was going to do the work, and she called. Five of them had already been met with one of the agents. I know, because I just asked her to find out, well, who's the policy with, and how much is it for? And if it's Fidelity, Foresters, Evergy, something like that, then, you know, I don't worry about that. And with the other ones that she couldn't book, she's got the Simpson CD, so we are working on that. So I expect personal production for myself, even though I don't have it at this moment, to submit 1,000 personal into your office.
Yeah, week's not over.
Right.
This is just a little past halftime, so
right.
Early in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call, and I'm glad you had a good weekend, even though it wasn't
right.
A production weekend. It was a productive weekend.
Productive. Discipline came up again, so that's what I'm constantly hearing, so that's what has to change.
You know, somebody was saying this this past Friday, we got together with some friends, and somebody saying, you know, when you're moving to that next level, when you're increasing and elevating to the next level in life, it calls for an increased level of integrity and purity.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought about, whoa, you know, I'm fairly proud and confident of my integrity and purity, and yet I need to raise it to another level. And so, I mean, maybe that just speaks to somebody this morning, but, you know, moving to that next level, you've got to do something different and do something better to move up. So I think you're on the track, Anita.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Absolutely. Beth Preston, are you on the call?
I'll be here.
You be here.
I'll be here.
How's your week so far?
Well, team's about 6,700. I did 5,500 of that. I went to Memphis, and I had to call Bruno yesterday and say, where's the white folk?
Where's the what?
Where's the white folk? Everybody in Memphis, they were just wonderful people. I think recruiting three people there that are going to be on the recruiting call.
Yeah.
Thursday. And
you know, that, actually, you saying that reminds me of Ralph going out to West Texas and asking all his clients where all the black people were.
Yeah.
But you know what happened is this is Ralph telling a story. Some West Texas guy goes, oh yeah. There's some folks down the road that you might want to talk to. And Ralph knocked on their door, gave him a big hug, said, finally, somebody like me. And he actually made a sale from that, just pure excitement.
We didn't meet one person that wasn't anxious to see us. And they're different than Texas. They were all just begging for coverage.
Mm.
Just begging for it, you know. And, you know, up here, boy, we get just sometimes you just get complained to, but they just begging for the coverage.
Cool.
So I had good response.
Maybe you found yourself a honey hole.
Another one. But one thing I know for sure, I wasn't quite sure about it on Tuesday, so I didn't get up and say anything. But I know now from listening to some of the MP3s on the way home, because I drove.
Yep.
I'm out of balance again.
You're out of balance?
Mm-hmm.
Like in a getting rebalanced sort of way, or needing to be rebalanced?
Well, one of the MP3s, it was called Plan Neglect, had Andy Albright on there.
Oh, I remember that MP3 distinctly.
He was talking about being in balance and that you have to get out of balance to rise to the next level and then go and then be balanced.
Yeah.
And I'm out of balance because I'm pushing so hard to get to the next level that I'm out of balance. And it's probably hitting me more emotionally. Throw everything back to recruit and get people on that I thought, you know, that's my problem. I'm out of balance. Because he made a comment about how I'd gotten in balance. So, you know, I'm out of balance and I'm going to be there until I cross over that line.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, Andy said in that on that MP3, he says, everybody says live a balanced life, but if you don't have any money, that's not balanced. And that's just one example, but, you know, in order to get that back, you have to temporarily go imbalanced in order to swing it back to being balanced all the way across.
Right, and I'm going to have to take time away from home to get that balance back. Because I got to take time away somewhere, and devote it somewhere else to get that balance back.
Yep. So, it's temporary. It's not forever.
It's temporary. No, it's not forever. But anyway, I had two people tune in to the call Thursday.
Good.
I got one that's going to send his contract that tuned in a couple weeks ago that said he was going to travel, and I got five tuning in on Thursday.
Good. Very good. And, Beth, I'm glad you said something about MP3s, because, guys, if you're not on a steady, steady diet of MP3s right now, you're really missing an opportunity. About 3 or 4 weeks before the leadership, I just realized that I wasn't listening to as many MP3s as I had. And I'm now on a 2 or 3 MP3 a day diet. just because, and I'm even listening to stuff that I've said. Because you know how things go. You say something, and a couple years later, you forget what it was that you were teaching on or that you knew 2 years earlier. So I'm listening to everything I can listen to right now. I'm just trying to, as we're talking about the leadership, just trying to make sure what's inside of me is good and pure so that when I'm squeezed, that's what comes out. I find myself too often saying, dumb agent, you know, or just sort of cursing an agent or even when I'm driving, you know, somebody cuts me off and just being mad at them and saying something about them. I think that's bad, and I think that's just a sign of what's inside of me is not completely right yet. And so the same thing for you guys. I just encourage you to get on a healthy diet of MP3s. Anything that that NAA or the FITS group is putting out, you can't go wrong with, because we're not going to put it out if it's too controversial. But being on a steady diet, burning them on CDs, listening them in your cars. When I was working out, I was listening on an MP3 to some music to try to fire me up. Well, now I'm listening to Ralph Simpson and Barry Clarkson and Philip Hudgens, and actually I just listened to Andy Albright this morning, and man, if that doesn't fire you up, that's better than any kind of Guns N' Roses music you'll ever listen to. It's it gets you pumped. So I just encourage you guys, and Beth, I'm glad you're doing the same. Dan Gillingham, are you with us?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Yeah, I took a weekend off with my family just to kind of get give them some time, because we've been pushing it so hard here the last couple months. So sometimes you have to do that, you know.
Yep.
But then because of that, my personal production was zero. But I've got 5 appointments today, so I'm sure I'm going to write some business today.
Good deal.
And team production. point where we're, you know, we're sitting at 15,826.
15,000?
Yeah.
Wow. And none of that's personal?
And none of that's personal.
That's fantastic. And you ended up coming in with about 24,000, 25,000 last week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, about, I think it was 24. Yeah. It was a good week.
That's smoking, Dan.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's nice is to see, you know, people, well, you know, brought two agents with me to the national conference, and you know, they got fired up, and actually, since Andy and Philip and Barry are going to be in Portland Wednesday, we're taking off early Wednesday morning to head down there, and I've got two agents right now who are committed, and one that's coming up from Central Oregon who's going to be a new recruit. So it's going to be a good week this week.
Good.
But just get them in front of the system, in front of these people that have created it for us, and you know, they'll get them fired up.
Good.
No new recruits this week, except for possibly the one coming up from Oregon. So.
Okay. Well, good. It all sounds like good stuff.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know, I took the weekend off a little bit. I took my family, went up to Orcas Island in the San Juans,
mm-hmm.
and stayed at the bed and breakfast, and we had gorgeous weather, and we actually had a wedding we attended up there too, and was able to do some prospecting, and actually prospected the guy who was running the bed and breakfast.
Cool.
But because if you're going to do business on the island, it's easier if you live there.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah. So, but we, yeah, I don't know if he'll follow through, but we had a great time.
Sure. And you know what? I mean, and that's some of the basics I'm going to talk about this morning, but when you're out there prospecting, and really to me, prospecting is living. That's just who you are. You're talking to people just because you exist, and they exist, and you're humans, and so you enjoy interaction. I, you know, you're going to hit some, you're going to miss some, but a lot of times it's not the person you prospect, but the person they know that ends up being a success. And so I say just keep that up. You'll turn some producers there. I promise it. Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning, Dan, and I'm glad you're going down to see the NAA meeting in Oregon.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun trip, a little road trip.
And guys, if you're not on the NAA blast, then you're oblivious to the fact that the owners are traveling all over the country right now. But I think everybody's on the NAA blast. I recommend finding out where your meeting is going to be. You can probably look on the NAA website, and it'll say there. But find out where they're going to be and go there. And better yet, take some people with you. Get them all pumped up. Get them around these owners. These guys are each making 7-8 figures apiece with NAA, and they're trying to pour that money back into us. So get people to those meetings. You won't regret it. Glad you're on the call this morning, Dan.
Good to be here.
I saw an email from Don Sword. Don, did you happen to make it this morning? When your excuse includes an oncologist, it's pretty good with me. So Don is visiting his oncologist, making sure everything's still clear there. Donnie Webb, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
There's Donnie.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Good.
Great day. I'm making progress, Fitz. I'm proud of myself. I've been having a little battle, but that's okay. I'm not a quitter by no means. So I'm proud to tell you today that I have team production and personal production.
Hey!
It's not great numbers, but there's numbers, okay? I'm happy about it. You know, I'd rather crawl than not do anything at all.
There you go.
Okay, my personal production is 641.40, and my team production is 1282.80. And my teammate and I, we've been working together, and we got some other things going. The team points we have this week is only 8. I mean, that's a starting point.
Yep.
She's got like $1,000 in closes she can do this week, and I got $1,000 in premium I can do this week that we see so far. So we're getting it going. We're not one of those fast burns, but we're consistent.
There you go.
And we're sticking with the program, and I'm listening to MP3s, and I'm getting my brain beat in, but that's okay. I'm a competitor. I hate losing, but that's okay. At least I'm on the scoreboard now.
There you go.
I'm on the scoreboard, so I'm making do with what I got, and I'm still enrolled in the classes with Vern consistently. I missed last week because I had some personal business all week last week, but I'm still with Vern, and getting myself better. And I just can't wait till some more. My first 90 days, I looked at my 90-day plan, and I seen where I fell short, so I'm on my second part of my 90-day plan and moving forward. So I've learned a lot of things in the first 90 days, all my screw-ups and mess-ups, and I understand about, you know, I wish I could find one of those clicker things for those phone calls. So, because I was on a call one day, and there was a guy said he got one of these clickers. And it's hard to track numbers like you do it on pencil and paper. With those clickers, it don't lie. Every time you make a phone call, you click it.
Yeah.
So I got to find one of those clickers somewhere so I can monitor my phone calls a lot better. So that's what I forgot who it was that said that, but I wrote it down. I said, I'm going to give me one of those clickers because you can accurately monitor how many phone calls you're making by clicking that thing. I don't know. I just know he called it a clicker.
I know what you're talking about. It's like when you're going through the ticket line at the movie theater, they click them just to count how many people.
Yeah.
You can probably get one at Office Depot or some office supply store.
He said Office Depot. That's what he said.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, but I'm consistent. I'm still working. I'm working a plan, and I'm tuning in to everything, and I'm doing everything to get better.
Hey, you know, my mom was a school teacher for years and before she started in the textile industry, and she always told me that one of the secrets to making good grades was to not have a zero. Because when you have zeros don't average well, you know?
No, they don't.
Even if you had a 10 on a test, it averages a lot better than a zero.
Exactly.
So there's a life lesson there. You just got to show up.
I'm showing up.
You're showing up, definitely. I'm so proud that you wrote some production this week, and you got team volume, and I like the growth chart you're on right now.
I got, matter of fact, I got three people slated for the opportunity meeting, which is this Thursday, correct?
That's correct. It's Thursday.
I was trying to keep the dates, and when we had that one on Monday, I was trying to calculate it. But so I got for Thursday, and Priscilla, my recruit, she's got an agent that's coming in. Also, as a matter of fact, she's doing our paperwork through Ian.
Cool.
Right now, she's already licensed. So we're growing. We're growing, you know, little by little, but we're getting there.
There you go.
We will be talking about one day in the future, near future.
near future. Before the end of the year, we'll be screaming your name.
Right?
That's right. I believe it.
I'm on the team. Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Okay.
I'm a team player.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Glenn, are you with us this morning?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. How's your week so far?
Both my team production and personal production are the same, $5,840. And my guy, Jerry, I believe is going to do some production this week. He has two appointments today, and he's a good guy. He's listened to every conference call for the past month and a half, and he's ready to go.
Good deal. Good deal. Starting to build that team, getting it up and running.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call. I'm sorry?
It'll be a tribute to the NAA organization.
I agree. Well, you know what? If he's tying into all the conference calls, he already is a player. He's already on the team.
Yeah.
So, good stuff. I'm getting some feedback.
I think that's probably my other phone. I've got speakerphones on. Sorry about that.
No problem. I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Thank you. I'll just mute myself out. And so
okay.
All right. Bye.
Jason Crenshaw, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thanks, sir.
How's your week so far?
Personally, I got a goose egg. I had a rough weekend, but I have 7 appointments Tuesday, Wednesday. So, team-wise, I'm a little under 2,000.
Okay. Any recruits?
No.
No? All right. Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
All right.
Not real talkative this morning, eh?
No, just quiet.
I hear you. All right, let's see. Myers, are you with us this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How's the week so far?
Week so far is personal-wise, I'm at 2,150. I am working hard to come up with motivations for my team to get their production up. I've just done I didn't copy you on the email yet, but it's just releasing a contest for people to earn a free ticket to national convention in January. So I'm hoping that'll inspire and motivate a little production. As of right now, there I don't have any. There was zero team production, but I have people that have they said they've got appointments lined up, so I'm hoping some comes in this week. But I'm going to just try to run a contest, do if they can turn in $5,000 back-to-back months, then their national convention tickets will be paid for.
Cool.
So I'm hoping to just light a fire under some people and get them motivated to be turning in some production here and there. I do have some people starting to plug in. I had two agents that failed their licensing test for the first time this week, which is okay, because I did that as well, but just hoping they can get back in the saddle and get that knocked out, because they're excited to get going. Just I've been working with primarily people that have been unlicensed, so a little bit more of a process getting them through all the paperwork, but we're working towards it. So
good deal. You know, one of the contests I used to do early on was I would give prizes to anybody that beat me in the month. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd throw it out there. If you can beat me, I'll give you a prize. And whatever the award was, that motivated me to work hard, because frankly I didn't want to spend the money to give out a prize.
Right.
And it motivated them, because I mean, heck, they couldn't stand being beat by such a young kid.
Yeah.
I played it up, so that's another thought.
Yeah,
but I like your contest. I like the way you're thinking. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and I like the. I also enjoy the diet. The MP3 diet has been great. Like I said, I got a whole bunch of them with convention tickets. So I've been and just going through those and listening over and over and over. And I'll tell you another one to fire you up is. I mean, if you can't listen to Philip Hudgens and get fired up, I mean.
Oh man.
He's he's got that one. He talks about getting his referrals, where he's talking about actually handing back an application to a client. You know, he asks them for the referrals, and they say, you know, they don't do referrals. And he hands their application back and says, you know, if what I haven't done isn't important enough to you to include your friends and family, then I don't think I've done a good enough job helping you. And that really hit home for me, because I don't do well enough with referrals. So it's there's always something in those MP3s you can come out with and change your business just a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And his talks on Client for Life is just absolutely the greatest. And matter of fact, I was listening this morning to one of his recordings from the Davies Convention talking about Client for Life, and kind of gave me some inspiration of what to talk about this morning a little bit, some thoughts. So, yeah, and he's another one that can really fire you up in a hurry.
Oh yeah,
and here's the thing: is this for everybody? I think we all relate to different ones of the owners. You know, I of course probably relate best to Andy, just because I've known him the longest and he's invested the most time in me of the three. But you know, some people meet Philip Hudgens and meet the other two, and they go, "Well, Philip is the one for me," or "Barry Clarkson's the one for me." I think that's the power of the three owners, is that they all. One of them's going to appeal to you. And what I recommend is, you know, find the one that appeals to you the most and devour their MP3s first. Because that helps pull you in, and helps get you started, and helps give you some good ideas of how to get going. So, good.
Well, I've been re-listening to yours too. You've got some, you have some awesome ones out there that I listen to you over and over and over again. It just gets me fired up as well. So I just, and thankful for the recordings. And I actually just bought one of the voice recorders. I think it's the same one you use in the office for myself, realizing there's a lot of things I need to be catching and listening to over again that I've been missing out on. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just actually this weekend listening to the Friday morning builder's call that Barry Clarkson did again, because I sat right here and just recorded it on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... I mean, so many of the NAA MP3s that are out there for sale, I've got because I recorded them on the call.
Yeah.
I didn't need to go buy them, frankly, because I'd already recorded them. And if you think about it, it's not about avoiding the purchase. It's about having the information quicker. That's why I record. I mean, I've always recorded just about everything I can to have that information and be able to review it quickly and apply it even quicker. So, good stuff. Good stuff. I'm glad you're on the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeremy Langford, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. How's your week so far?
Well, my current personal production is at zero, but the week's not over with yet.
I hear that.
And my recruits for this week is also at zero.
Okay. Still got some time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call. You're in the right place. I think so many times a lot of people, if you have a blank week, you'll skip a call or skip a sales meeting or just try to avoid it because, you know, you don't want to be embarrassed or whatever by your numbers being low. But in all reality, that's exactly the place you need to be, is on the conference calls or in the sales meeting. So I'm glad you made a decision to be here this morning.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Jim Warden, are you with us?
I am here.
Welcome.
I have to go along with those others with the goose egg.
Okay.
Because I was still traveling last week, and for the weekend we were in support of the high school band in one of their competitions in Springfield.
Okay.
I think, as you know, that my wife Annie is joining us. She's in school today for her life license.
Good deal.
And I have talked to a past stepson who's an over-the-road trucker. I think he will be in the office sometime in the latter part of October. He lives out somewhere northwest of Dallas,
okay.
Northeast. So he'll be in the office sometime in the latter part of October to meet with you guys.
Okay.
And I'm looking for another recruit to get on your call Thursday.
Good deal. Yeah, just a reminder for everybody, we're having another opportunity meeting this Thursday. So.
Well, you have one every week, right?
We do. We do. Every other week is the local meeting, and it's in the evenings. And then every other week, opposite of that, is in the morning or afternoon. And it's only webcast only. So, yep, we're doing them every week right now. So if you're if you're needing help recruiting anybody, please just time into that call. And we've actually bumped up, so we've got more slots available now. Went ahead and made that step, figured we needed to grow to it before we were going to fill it. And so we got plenty of slots available now, so make sure you're getting people on there.
And I have appointments this week also.
Good. Good. And you know what? It's just the week's not even, it's half over. You still got time. Well, I'm glad you're on the call, though.
Well, I want to thank you for sending me Barry's call. I've already listened to it twice, and it came through just as clear as if I'd have been on it.
Good. Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, I emailed them during the call saying this is one of the greatest calls I've heard. And I was glad that I recorded it so I could listen to it again and again. All right. Well, I'm glad you're on the call. John Hadley, are you here this morning?
I'm here.
John, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Nikki No-Nos.
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
I did about 2,200 in personal and 2,400 with the team, so a total of like 4,500.
Okay. That's good
and
stuff.
One new recruit actually is coming on.
Good stuff.
So it's coming along, slowly but surely, getting these guys motivated.
As long as it's growing.
It's rolling.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's... I think some people feel bad about growing slowly, but, hey, growing slowly is better than not growing.
Yeah. My personal production has been pretty good. Just got to hopefully these guys will start coming through and realizing, seeing the light, and, keep talking to people.
Yep. Philip Hutchins always says, if you can't change your people, change your people.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning, John.
Thank you. How's the baby?
Oh, man, he's good. He's getting big. He's long. Heather stepped on the scales and then, you know, added him on. And I think he's about 13 pounds now. He'll be 7 weeks on Wednesday. So he's,
goodness.
He's, the funny thing is, he's not a fat kid. You know, a lot of our friends have these big kids. He's not a big kid. He's just tall.
Right.
And he's eating like a horse. So it's fun. It's a whole new world for me now.
That's great. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Joseph Sexton, are you with us this morning?
Good morning, Fitz.
Good morning.
Personal production had 16 apps for 12,441.
16 apps for 12,441.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Personal recruits. I'm on the road, and I have to apologize. I haven't had email access the last 2 days. I'm kind of in the sticks. So, but with what Glenn reported, and congratulations, Glenn, on breaking out and writing over 5,000 for the first time in a week. but what he's reported, and another new guy who wrote an app on his first appointment last week, I know we broke 20, and that's not even counting Gretz or any of the others. So I'm not exactly sure what team production is, but I'll email that to you tonight.
Cool. It's kind of a cool feeling, knowing that you're already running good personal production. You got some team members out there running some production as well, and you know, you're coming in from traveling and you don't know where you stand. I think that's kind of a cool feeling because, you know, no matter what, you got 12-4 in the bank.
I couldn't be more pumped.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Thanks.
Yep. Cameron Kimmel, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello.
How is everybody? Or how are you, actually? You're the only one that can talk.
Well, I think everybody else can talk, too. I'm fantastic.
Well, that's good. Everyone else might be muted out. Personal is 3,600, and team production is a little over 9,000.
Okay.
And good job, Joseph Sexton. One contract, and I've had to mail off two contracts, so I'm waiting to get them back in the mail.
Okay. People didn't have email?
No. One is having computer problems, and the other is, I forgot what the other one was. But yeah, for two people. I don't know if that's probably not a pretty good sign, but they've been in the industry for a while, so we'll see.
Not the best of signs, but hey,
yeah.
It is what it is, right?
One was getting their computer worked on, and the other one, I don't know, but yeah, it is what it is, exactly.
Well, good. I'm glad you're on the call.
Thanks.
You'll see some stuff come out of that activity, I promise you.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep doing it, so.
Kim Gutierrez, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How's your week shaping up so far?
So far, personal production is 3,300.
Outstanding.
And I haven't started recruiting. I'm still very new. I was on vacation last week, so this is my first conference call. And I think after riding 3,300 and telling my husband I can hit him 1,700 from an hour, he's getting excited. When he met him, he was just wishy-washy and, you know, it's just another thing. So he started talking about setting up a business plan and doing this as a business. So he's slowly coming on board.
Cool. It makes a world of difference when that spouse is on board.
Yes, he's also asking, so where can we find these Spanish folks?
Well, we're in Texas.
Yeah.
Knock on your neighbor's door.
Not in our neighborhood.
Not in your neighborhood.
No.
Somewhere nearby, then, I guarantee you.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. Chris Rackley, are you with us? Okay. Mark Hutchins, are you with us? Mike Gilchrist, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Is that Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
How's your week shaping up so far?
I had 1764 personal, and my one recruit didn't pass his test.
It happens. Let him know the record is like 14 times.
Wow. Well, I hope he didn't go there.
Yeah, me too. It wasn't me that did that record, but a dear friend set the record.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Thanks.
Yep. Ralph Self, are you with us? Randy, are you there?
How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm enjoying my loss, Hits. I'm enjoying my loss.
That's good.
Yeah.
Everybody should.
I think so.
Yeah.
We only live it once. Once we'll enjoy it.
That's right. We'll have a good time.
No doubt. Personally, I had seven apps with 5,254. I've got leads in the hands of my recruits. I haven't heard back on their production yet, but we've got some good ones out there, so we're hoping for a big week coming up. And we're also going along to the Portland meeting with Philip as well, so we're excited about that. I'm going, and I've got a couple agents going and a couple potential agents going. Just met up with another agent the other day from Colorado, and I'm about to start a 90-day blitz as well, so I'm very excited.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. Boy, I sure didn't think we had so many people going to Oregon. I need to find a flight.
Yeah,
I'm going to work on that this afternoon, I guarantee you.
Do it.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Robert Taylor, are you with us? I know he's on the call. I got an email from him. Robert.
Morning.
There you are.
Yeah, took me just a moment to unmute my phone, so I apologize.
No, that's no problem. How are you doing so far?
On my production, I haven't had any. The zero on group production is 490.
All right. Oops. Well, congratulations. I'm actually glad you're on the call.
Well, thank you.
Well, I like getting emails from people during the call. I mean, it's just not that I have a ton of time to read them during the call, but it's nice to know that, you know, people are out there listening and they have thoughts, and you send an email saying, please keep me on the list.
Well, you had said that, so I thought I'd, you mentioned that on the call, so I actually had email availability this morning, so
sure.
But I dropped you a line.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you're on the call.
Thank you.
Don't worry, I'm not going to take you off the list. Sandra Harrison, are you with us this morning? I think, get an email saying she was not. I can't find it now, but okay. Okay, and I know we've got some folks that are on the call that I didn't call out your name, and trust me, I'm going to add you to the list, and you'll be called out next week. I just didn't get you added to the list, and frankly, wanted to give you a chance of just listening to this call without committing to it. Make sure you know what you're getting into. I want to jump right in the next 16 minutes that we have and talk about some of the basics. It's been a while maybe since we've talked about the basics of this business, and hold on 1 second. It's been a while since we've covered the basics of this of building teams, and we cover a lot of stuff each week, I think, and part of the training comes from stuff that you guys are saying through the roll call. I like to just add my 2 cents at the end, 15, 20 minutes worth of something specific to talk about. But if you've written this stuff down before, what I'm going to cover today, write it down again. You guys, really, I'm looking at the production this week. You're having a fantastic week. Both personally and agency, the agencies, your teams are doing well. But I've just been so convinced over the last week to 2 weeks that, man, we got to take this to a whole other level. And I'm looking for, there's 23 people that are signed up for this call. I'm looking for 5 or 6 people that are saying, hey, Fitz, I want your undivided attention. And the way I'm going to show you that I want it is by, look at what I'm doing. You're telling us to do this, and look at what I'm doing. I'm doing it, too. I'm doing what you're telling me to do. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for 5 or 6. I think that's how many people a manager or a leader can effectively work with, can effectively manage. And pay attention to your emails this week. I've got I thought up a deal this weekend. Actually, I thought it up Friday. Friday was a good brainstorming session for me, especially after Barry Clarkson's call. Especially after his call, during his call, rather, I just thought of some great ideas. I'm just writing them down, and I was listening to Ralph Simpson from his MP3 from the Davies Convention, and listening to that, and just going, man alive, just had so many good ideas. And so, be paying attention to your emails this week. First come, first serve on some of the deals I'm going to throw out there, and I'm just looking to see who's checking their emails pretty religiously and who's paying attention to it. If you're traveling and you don't have a lot of access to email, I recommend purchasing a BlackBerry. I don't recommend purchasing a Palm because they ask Paul Roberts about that sometime. They're always turning off and turning back on. I've heard a lot of negative things about them. I personally have had a BlackBerry for 2 years now, 3 years, and not one complaint have I had about it. So 2 years maybe. So I just recommend doing that. So you have access to emails. You want to have access to the mindset. And so I'm going to throw out some deals this week. I'm looking for 5 or 6 people to respond and the first ones that do will get the deal. And it'll be a 90-day deal. It'll be a 90-day blitz, and it's part of my effort to encourage your 90-day blitz. But I'm going to boil down today this business of building a team. Oh, that's good. I was looking at the notes I wanted to talk from, and I flipped to the page before that, and here's a building principle. Building personal relationships requires unconditional commitment. Your people will lose faith in you if you abandon them when they need your help the most. And when you've lost the faith and trust of people on your team, you're worthless as a leader. I know that hits me right between the eyes. But the very basics, and obviously there's some minor intricacies to these basics. But here there are two basics to building a successful team. Every manager that I know, from Philip Hudgens, Barry Clarkson, Andy Albright, I mean, those are my personal managers, to myself, Ralph Simpson, Robert Michelle Wallace, the Lampies, Paul Roberts, Tiffany Maiden, Mark Fritz, some of you guys on this call are doing a fantastic job at it, but can always step up your game a little. Art Leeser, Alex Avian, Kyle Weinbrenner, Patrick Connors, Mike Leventovich, Tom Brown, Rudy Solis. You know, the names just kind of keep going on and on and on and on and on with NAA. But every major success story that I know with NAA, and trust me, I don't think the major success stories have been heard yet, but the success stories thus far that have been heard follow these two basics very closely. Number one, the number one basic is personal production. And I always went at personal production from a perspective of it's a means to an end. I never went at personal production saying I was going to be the best at it. And consequently, I maybe was the best in the country once. And that was with 35,000. I wouldn't even be in the top 20 now. But I never went at personal production thinking I was going to be the best personal producer of all time, or that I was going to personally produce for the rest of my life. I went at personal production from the standpoint of these two things. Number one, I wanted to set the pace for my team. See, so many brand new team leaders come to me, and it's pretty rampant. Unfortunately, it's pretty rampant on people on this call. They come to me and they go, "Well, my guy was just complaining about the lead and said this person was, you know, was old, or said this person wasn't interested." And my knee-jerk reaction, because I was in the field, I'm not somebody who was hired to be a manager, neither are you. I wasn't brought in and given a salary to manage a team. I built from ground up, too. So when an agent comes to me and says that, says this lead's old, or this person on this lead's old, or this person's not interested, I go, "Bull crap, call them back." Because I was in the field. And so I know responses like that are bullcrap. Now, there are isolated events, surely, where stuff like that happens. Isolated. It's not a trend. So by personally producing, you set the pace for your team. You set the standards for your team so that they know you're not taking crap. You're obviously producing, so there's got to be something that you know. They come to you and they say, "This lead's no good," and you take it from them. You call that person up right then and there and book an appointment. Go make a sale yourself. That's what going out there personally producing will do. If you're struggling in personal production, you got to figure that out. Because I think, my opinion is, that if you can't figure out personal production, building a team is tough. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's tough. You've got to figure out how to personally produce. So when your people come to you and say, "Hey, I got this objection the other day, how do I overcome that?" You can, bam, just overcome it. Tell them exactly how you do it every time. If you're not out there running production, you can't do that. The other reason why I always did personal production, I'm talking about for me, why I did this. Number one, it was to set the pace. I always treated it as a means to an end, really. It was to fund my business. So number one was to set the pace for my team. Number two was for money. I personally produced for money. Not for money so I could, I saw this commercial the other day. This weekend I had baby duty on Saturday, so I watched some college football. Not a bad situation. I taught my son this weekend that it's a beautiful fall day, so we're going to sit inside and watch TV. But I saw this commercial, and it summarizes so much of what's wrong with our society. This guy says, I didn't realize it. It's like a Best Buy commercial or something. No, it's a Samsung commercial or something like that. He said, I didn't realize it until I was at my friend's house and we were watching TV on a 13-inch TV and watching the game. And all of a sudden I realized, I've got a plasma, 42-inch plasma. It's just a commercial. He's talking about his 42-inch plasma. He says, you know, I had to make a decision between my rent payment on my apartment. Don't ask me about what the rest of my apartment looks like. I've got a 42-inch plasma. I'm thinking, you big dummy. Like Sanford and Son. You big dummy. That's just stupid. I hope I'm not stepping on too many toes this morning. But why do you live in an apartment and have a big old plasma TV? That's just dumb. That's dumb. It's somebody that doesn't understand money. I'm not saying that person is worthless. I'm saying they're just unwise. And almost, I mean, it really offended me to watch that commercial. I was like, I cannot believe this whoever's doing this commercial, I cannot believe they are funding and fueling this mindset in America. See, when you're out there personally producing, and this is for people on this call, I'm not saying this on a Wednesday call, because those are personal producers we're talking to on Wednesdays. I'm talking to you guys who said you want to build. When you're out there personally producing, it's to fund your business. I was so adamant about that. Heather and I lived on one car for 2 years. We had the money to fund, to put money back in and buy a car. We had money a year before we bought a house. We could have gone and bought a house. And when we finally did buy a house, we bought about a third of what we really, really could have afforded. We live in a smaller house. I hear these people from stage talking about their huge houses, and it makes me just a little bit jealous because I wish I had a bigger house. I really do wish I had a bigger house now. But why? Why? Why not save that money, refund it back in your business? See, over the last year, a lot of people maybe don't know this about us. We had an agent leave us with $100,000 of debt. That's a whole long, big story. But how would you like for an agent to leave you and have $100,000 of their debt roll up to you? And it didn't faze me. I didn't go out of business because of it. Sure, I paid attention to my budget maybe a little closer than I was. Somebody needs to answer that phone or hit mute.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hi, how you doing?
But it didn't faze us because we had money in the bank. We were reinvesting in our business, and we were saving money at the same time. So that personal production sets the example for your team, and it funds your business. Now, if you're not going to go out there and run personal production, you need to have a couple $100,000 on credit cards that you can spend this year. If you don't have that kind of credit, and I did not, then you need to be able to go out there and personally produce and fund your business. Live conservatively. Don't get a huge commission check and go out there and blow it on something like a plasma TV. You realize if you took that same money and reinvested it back in your business, you could buy a dozen plasma TVs for your new 10,000-square-foot house. Reinvest in the smart things with that money that you're making. So number one basic in building a team is personal production. And you do it, number one, to set the example for your team and to fund it. You're setting the pace and you're funding it. See, personal production is the number one basic because it's a means to an end. If you work it correctly, if you do it appropriately, you will not have to personally produce forever. I personally produced for 4 years. much longer than I want to personally produce fits, then quit. What do you want me to tell you? I don't know what to say. It was enough for me. 4 years was good. I hadn't been in the personal production field in over 3 years. See, that's sweeter. I go home at night. I'm not out running appointments at night. But I did for a very long time. 4 years. Awful long time, right? It was a means to an end for me, and that's how I looked at it. That was the only thing that kept me sane, because frankly, I didn't like personal production. I didn't like it. I was good at it. I didn't like it. I saw it as a way to build my business. See, I couldn't go to a bank and get a loan to build a business, because they looked at me and they laughed, because here I am young. I don't own anything. I got no income. They're thinking, yeah, this, and my credit sucked. Oh, yeah, by the way, my credit sucked. And I was already in tremendous debt. They were not going to give me a loan. Loan sharks wouldn't even give me loans. That's how bad it was. So I used my personal production to fund my business. And I walked into those homes so confidently, I just walked out with checks. And my retention rate was 84%. 84% of my cases stayed on the books. I didn't get letters from the insurance company saying that we're thinking about terminating your contract because of persistency. I got letters from them thanking me for helping their overall average. But I did that because it was a means to an end. It was a way that I was going to get to where I wanted to go. The second basic in building these teams, the first basic was personal production. The second basic is recruiting. So you notice when we do the roll call, we talk about personal production first. I ask you what your personal production numbers are first. I then ask what your recruiting numbers are second. And last, the least important thing to me is what your total team is doing. That's the least important thing to me. I want to know what you're controlling. See, you can't control your total team volume. A lot of us think we can, and there's ways that we can do to influence it, but you can't control it. You can control yourself. You can control your personal production and your recruiting, and that's it. In this business, that's it. That's why I want to know those two things first, not total team volume. That's last to me. That's a byproduct of the first two. And in recruiting, you've got to develop what I call a recruiter's mentality. I was listening to Philip this morning talk on an MP3, and he used me and Stephen Davies and Jay Channon as examples. He said, those guys will not walk into a convenience store and not talk to somebody. I guarantee you, they're going to go into a convenience store to buy a Coke, and they're going to talk to somebody. And at some point, they'll work their opportunity to talk into it. Not throwing up on them with information, but teasing them, salting them. Mentored by a Millionaire, that book talks about salting people. It says, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Oh, yeah, you can. If he's got enough salt and he needs the water bad enough, he'll drink. Well, that's what you do when you're talking to people about the opportunity. You're salting them. You're just trying to get them to the opportunity meeting. And the opportunity meeting is where we tell them everything. But not everything. We're still salting them. Recruiting is an all-time thing. It's a state of mind. When you're trying to build a team, you have to develop this mentality. And to me, if you develop this mentality correctly, this recruiting mentality, it'll even lead to recruiting clients. When you're in the home, you are there to get them covered. Don't get your priorities screwed up. You're there to get them covered. Why? They responded to a letter. You're there to get them covered. Once you fill out the application, go ahead and try to recruit them. When you look for quantity, you get quality. Recruiting a team requires recruiting math. It's not picking out. What gives you the authority to pick out somebody who's going to be successful at this? I still can't do that. I know some traits of people that would lead me to believe they're going to be successful, but I can't guarantee it. So in a recruiter's mentality, there's 5 points that I want to cover with you. Number one. Stop looking for people who want to sell. I know this is contrary to what we talk about a lot, but follow me on this. Stop looking for people who want to sell. Sales come as a natural result of hiring, training, and building a team. Sales will come. Philip Hudgens always says you can't have grandkids if you don't have kids. You got to have the kids first. You got to recruit. Sales will come. How do I know they'll come? Because we talk about it all the time. If you have less than $459,000 in life insurance on yourself, you need to buy a policy today. Just by me talking about that, we're seeing sales come in. People are going through the opportunity meetings making sales. People came back from the leadership, Cameron Kimmel, and made sales on themselves. Why? Because we talk about it. That's a perfect example of if you recruit, the sales will come. I'm not necessarily looking for people who want to be the best personal producers in the world. Now, I don't talk to them about that. Oh, you want to be a personal producer? Okay, you're on the back shelf for me. I don't say that. I don't belittle them or belittle what they bring to the table. But I'm not looking for somebody that can sell. I'm looking for somebody who wants to build a business. So number two point in having a recruiter's mentality, start looking for people who want to earn extra income. Number one was stop looking for people who want to sell. Man, I just want to sell. I'm a natural born seller. I just want to sell. Stop looking for those people and instead look for people who want to earn extra income. These people are just like you. They're dying to become their own boss and they have a burning desire to be somebody. Number three, hire people who want the opportunity and beware of those who need it. I wish somebody had told me that when I first got started. Hire people who want the opportunity and beware of those who need it. Oh, Fitz, you got to give me a point, man. I need this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why do you need it? Well, I got liens on my house and my lights are being shut off. And hey, this isn't the job, man. I'm not offering you a paycheck. I'm not offering you a base pay. If you're in a dire situation, go get a job at McDonald's a couple hours a week. Go wait tables at Starbucks or something. I mean, go do something that'll get you a steady paycheck. Now I know that's Fitz, you shouldn't talk about that. No, I'm not talking about that to you guys. I'm saying that to somebody who's coming on board with me. I want to work with somebody. I want to hire somebody who wants it, not somebody who needs it. I've heard people say, I need this, Fitz, and I'll tell them, well, listen, if you need money that quickly, you need to understand, if you got started today and made a sale today, it's going to be about 2 weeks before you get your first commission check. If you're not going to be able to survive until then, you need to find a way of making some cash in between now and then. Maybe roll over a 401k or something. Number four, be selective. Be selective. We talk a lot about recruiting mass, and I am all for recruiting mass. I'm not all for recruiting masses of Charles Manson. Maybe a bad example. But you get the idea. I'm looking for somebody that's got a little bit of quality to them. They're not just people, but they're people who are like me, who are like you. Number five, look for five-pointers. Five-pointers. They're age 25 or older, married, children, employed. They own a home. If you want to throw in a six-pointer, you could say they're healthy. So six-pointers. They need to have four out of those six on average. There are exceptions, but you cannot build your business with exceptions. I was an exception, and while I was growing to where Andy could work with me, he was building a team. We started in the mortgage protection business at the same time, about 20 minutes apart, really. Yet his organization is so much bigger than mine. Why? He was one of those six-pointers. I wasn't. I was 23, I barely married, I didn't have a job, and no kids, I didn't own a home. I was a two-pointer. I was healthy. Healthy and married. See, that's not somebody you're going to build a business with. It's going to take time and effort and energy to build a business with that person. Is it going to pay off in the long run? Sure, it could. No offense, but you're not going to build a huge business with people over the age of 70 either. Under 25 or over 70, you're really not going to build a huge business. Now, you can make an example of them. That's why they talk about the Davies. Look at Glenn Davies. He's 21 years old, and he's going to make, you know, $300,000-$400,000 this year. 21 years old. But you don't build a business on that person. You use them really as an example to shame the 40 and 50-year-olds. Same with the people who are 70 making a killing. You don't build your business on that person, but you can use them as an example. Sell the dream and crusade simultaneously. Tell your own story. How you got involved shows how you were turned on by the crusade. The magic is not the product's nuts and bolts. The magic is created when you show your client how he can make his dreams come true. And Philip Hudgens talks about in his Client for Life speech, man, you get somebody signed up as a client, and then you recruit them and make them an agent, that policy is not going anywhere. And if it does, they're going to write it on themselves. You really not lost anything. So those are the basics, guys. There's obviously a lot of details involved with those basics, but I promise you this. If you go out there and focus on what you can control, which is your personal production and your recruiting efforts, if you focus on those two things, you're going to build a huge organization, and nothing or nobody can stop you. Those are the two basics. You don't even have to know how to do it right. You just have to go out there and do it. Do it with enthusiasm, some energy, some excitement, and you'll make a ton of money. Hope this has been helpful today, guys. I'm always looking for suggestions of what you need to hear on these calls. And you new folks who are on the call, I hope this gave you a little indication of what we like to cover. But next week we'll be back, and see you guys later this week. Bye-bye.